is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, rural America is built on small towns, where life often looks a little different from what it does in the big cities. We know the trade-offs, and for the most part, they're accepted. Having fewer shopping options is a small inconvenience, while limited broadband has long been a bigger concern. But another shortage is emerging in agriculture, and it's already becoming a heavier burden that we cannot afford to ignore. We'll talk about that problem, what it means for livestock producers, and what the USDA is doing to help right after this.
Hey there, Iowa! Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
The issue we were alluding to at the beginning of the program is a veterinarian shortage. It's not new, but it's growing. And fewer students are choosing to enter the profession, and even fewer than them are pursuing careers in large animal care for cattle, horses, and hogs. While rural families value quality care for their dogs and cats just as much as any urban counterpart, the stakes are much higher when it comes to our livestock. Delays in getting timely medical attention can quickly translate into financial losses for farmers. Recognizing this urgency, Secretary Brooke Rollins announced Thursday a new effort aimed at turning the situation around with help from the USDA.
Food animal veterinarians currently make up about 5%, only 5% of the total veterinarian population, a stark decline from just 40 years ago. So today, USDA, right here at the Mississippi State Veterinarian Headquarters, is issuing the Rural Veterinary Shortage Action Plan. We are enhancing and streamlining USDA's veterinary grant programs. We are making an additional $15 million available for the Veterinarian Medicine Loan Repayment Program and streamlining the application process.
The measures just outlined by Secretary Rollins are only the beginning of what USDA hopes to accomplish. The program will also focus on identifying where shortages already exist and where they may develop in the future. At the same time, it will look at ways to make large animal veterinary care more appealing, not just to the students already pursuing the profession, but also to young people still deciding on their own career paths.
We are commissioning new economic research to analyze and project veterinary shortages in rural areas, especially for food animal veterinarians. USDA is pursuing strategies to make federal service more attractive for our vets, to create a direct pipeline into public service. And lastly, we will work with veterinarian schools, including the great one right here in Starkville, across the country to increase recruitment from rural America.
Lawmakers from agricultural states are hopeful that this effort can help change the direction for the future of farming. They have heard loud and clear from producers across the country that the shortage of veterinarians cannot continue on its current path. That's why the USDA stepped in with a plan to support rural communities and deliver the services they need. The impact goes far beyond farmers and ranchers, strengthening small towns and making them more attractive for young people to build careers and stay rooted. When these towns lose population, they lose infrastructure, and that puts the entire rural way of life at risk. If rural communities suffer, the nation's food supply chain is placed in jeopardy as well. The shortage of large animal vets is more than an inconvenience in rural America. It's a challenge that strikes at the heart of agriculture and the stability of our food system. The steps being taken by USDA may not solve the problem overnight, but they represent a move towards securing both the health of livestock and the vitality of communities that depend on them. For Profit Matters, on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.